Everyone in the tech field wants to do three things: relax, automate, and get paid. There's no other tool out there that can make that more possible than D7. Go over to foolishit.com. Don't forget to use the promo code PodNutsShow20 to save an extra 20%. PodNuts would like to thank Nick Shaw for his continued support.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 93 of The Geeksters. It's another beautiful Tuesday. We're here live. Well, live if you're watching us on YouTube. Not so live if you're catching us after the fact, but that's all right. But we got the full cast is here today. With the all my homies are in the house. We got Fred, Mitch, and Tim. I'm going to start from the other side. There's Fred. So I'm going to start with Fred this morning. This evening. Hey, Fred, how's it going?
It's going good. The Chupacabra returns. It's a rare...
Chupacabra!
It's a rare sighting.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, I was gonna put it on the lower third, but I just didn't have time.
It takes up too much space. It's hard to spell too.
It's a good point.
Using there and a couple R's. I think there's even that O with the little dots over the top of it.
Could be,
but I could be. I don't know. And to his right is Mitch. Hey, Mitch, how's it going?
Pretty good. Cold today. A little bit of snow this morning, but I got the heat on down here, and I'm ready to go. But I might fall asleep on you.
Don't fall asleep. We'll wake you up. We'll have the Chupacabra come attack.
Okay, okay, whatever you said. Okay.
And last but definitely not least, Tim Baumeister.
What's up, Essay?
Oh, that's right. Homie. Now we're doing good. How are you?
I'm all right. All right.
All right.
Hungover. Yeah, I don't know.
Hungover, just sick. Like, kind of coming out with the cold.
Sick.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Partying too hard on Veterans Day, yo.
All right.
Everybody does on Veterans Day.
No, I worked. There was no time to party.
Yeah, I don't know. I got something.
Yeah. It's been going around. I've kind of been on the edge. Like, one day I'll feel good, and the next day I'll feel just not completely sick, but just tired and exhausted. I mean, that could be attributed to other stuff, too, but who knows. Yeah, weather-wise here, it's cold, gray, but no snow, no rain. We'll get snow this year. We had a good snowstorm, but it was about 5 years ago, 8 years ago. Had a really good snowstorm. That was fun until it started to melt, and then it just became... You know, ruts in the road.
They just you don't get enough snow for them to like have like regular plan in place. I mean, is it like one of those things like a little bit of snow just like shuts everything down? It's just unusual.
Oh yeah, it starts if there's the talk of snow, people are getting ready of like, okay, we're gonna shut the schools down. Or are we gonna
half an inch and all the milk's cleared out?
So, oh yeah, no, it's not even half an inch.
Like, same thing here.
You know, I see a flake. Quick, actually. Actually, there is a site called
Round Up Your Chupacabras. Oh, gosh.
So, guys, go to isitsnowinginpdx.com in the chat. This will actually... this website actually changes if it starts to snow. If it starts to snow in Portland. Yeah, it actually changed. There's some scripting errors, but it actually says yes, and has Kermit the Frog waving his hands in the air, and he's kind of freaking out. But yeah, it turns into a bright red, and yeah, it's actually pretty funny.
Bright red.
Yeah, and it says yes in black letters and Kermit the Frog. There's a GIF of Kermit the Frog freaking out over it. But
great.
As soon as it starts to snow here, then that's all over Twitter and Facebook and, you know, any IRC chats that are local. It's just everybody just massively posts that, so... If you for some reason can't make it outside, you could always go to this website. Good times. How's everybody been doing with computer wise?
I've been training.
I got fired from my computer job. I'm sorry, Fred. Go ahead. I fired myself. Go ahead. Go ahead, Fred.
No, continue.
No, buying these gadgets that don't work.
That's right. You did buy. You bought a pair of the power line adapters that we had talked about last week.
Yeah, this was.
They didn't work.
Yeah, they worked, but I went from 50 down, around 50 some down to 10, 12 down using these on the same line. I wanted to try them.
You know. That is weird.
Yeah.
I get decent, you know, I don't notice that much of a difference at all. So
yeah, I'm just doing speed tests. That's what it showed. Yeah. I could get a different brand. It might work better. But that was a good price, $44 for 500 megabits per second, but. It's just not worth it. I mean, even now with my wireless upstairs, I usually get 20. I don't get quite as good as I do when I'm hooked up directly. But I'm getting in the 20s. But even with this, it knocked that down to 10, 12 down. But I can see it's definitely an alternative if you can't. if we really have trouble with wireless. But I don't, yeah. But I just wanted to try it anyway.
Even, but that speed though, even, you know, if you normally get 50 down and you mm-hmm. get that speed and that's 10, that's just, I mean,
that's a big drop off.
Too. It is a huge drop. That's right, not, right. You know, you expect some latency, but that's a little, that seems like it's a little much.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if it would have been any different going from the switch is where I had it plugged up or to the router, but I don't have any sockets available over there, you know, because you don't want to plug them into you want to plug them in straight to the wall outlet, not into a extension.
Right, right.
If I were to use those and had the same statistics, I'd have to give bandwidth back.
I can imagine. Bandwidth. Right, right, right.
Even after you're down to 12, you're still 8 ahead of me.
Ooh.
Wow. Yeah, it's like that.
Well, I was at a site. I told you guys I was at a site, what was it, last week, before that was gets 100 down. That's pretty amazing.
Well, I was in training all last week, so I haven't had a chance to really to do anything with computers, to be honest. I do have two to work on. A buddy, I think I told you guys, I still haven't started yet, but I'm almost there. But one of them is was a power jack replacement. It's a compact. No, it's not. It's a Toshiba. I think it's C655, something like
that. So it's a laptop?
It's a laptop, yeah. And it needs a power jack. So I was kind of excited. I haven't done a power jack in a long, long time. And I just went and quickly did a little search on it. And it's, you know, it's one of those pigtail ones. I don't even get to solder it.
That's good, though. It should be easy.
Well, it makes it easier, but I really wanted to, you know, break out some solder and do it that way. But
break something while you're in there.
Well, that probably won't be an issue, Tim. That'll probably just happen on its own. It's just, you know, you always have to have a few leftover screws, and you have to break something while you're in there.
Matter, of course.
Well, yeah, I call it a sacrifice. You know, it's like when you're working on your car. If you don't skin your knuckles, it's not going to work. You're going to have to do it again. So,
I see. There has to be a blood sacrifice.
Exactly.
Don't bleed, but don't bleed in the laptop though.
Yeah, it's probably not good. The other one's a Sony Vaio that needs a screen put on it. So I'm going to do that too. I'll probably tear those apart tomorrow. Looks like I'm going to have some free time. And Martin looks like he's chasing flies with his eyes.
Sorry.
Either that or he's just really bored.
No. I'm easily sidetracked.
Screen physically broken or a backlight issue?
No, it's physically busted. So I got to pull it out. I just did a cursory check. It's been a long time since I've done one of those too. And I mean, you have to pull it out and get the actual model number, right? You can't just order it based on the model number.
You can. You like rolling the dice?
Yeah, that's kind of my understanding on it.
That's ideally, yeah. Just get the number off the back of it. Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, it's funny because if you look up the model number of the laptop, you may actually get multiple hits for an appropriate screen. If you get the number off the screen itself, you'll then find that it fits hundreds of different laptops, right? That's ideal. If you get the actual number off the screen itself, that's the only way you know that the screen that you get is the one that will work.
Right.
Yeah.
You guys still using that place out of Texas to get screens? Or
yeah.
Is that still the deal?
They're still my go-to.
Okay.
What is that place out of Texas? So every now and then I have to order screens and I usually just eBay them, but I don't.
That's eBay. No, it's Super DVD 999,
something like that.
I think it is Super DVD 999 on eBay. But most of the guys I know that like Tim and Timster and some of those guys, I think they just call them directly. They don't go through their eBay store. They just call them up and give them the model number.
They use them so much.
Right. So I need to do that, and I'll get that accomplished here. And so other than that, like I said, I was in Dallas all last week for recurrent training for my that little thing I do, fly planes. So I didn't have the opportunity to really get much into much. The only thing that's kind of upsetting is I was in this classroom for about 4 days, and I didn't realize how fast their internet was. So I could have been downloading music and stuff for 4 days, and I didn't figure it out until like the last hour I was there how fast it was. That was a real depressing moment.
could have been pirating stuff. Is that
I didn't say that. No, Tim.
I must have misunderstood.
I specifically said downloading music. No one said it was all legally downloaded.
All right, jeez.
What are you having, a Pop-Tart?
I am. I'd offer you half, but...
But you know I'd eat the whole thing, because I have such a little head.
Machine.
Here, Pop-Tart, beam me up.
A little head. I'd loan you a hat, but...
Well,
I don't know why you keep bringing that up.
I'm just teasing.
Not bitter.
No. Not at all. You know, I noticed chupacabras have awful big heads, so maybe I'm not really a chupacabra. I'm the opposite.
I have a big stomach.
Okay. All right, who's next?
Well, it's Patch Tuesday. Again. Comes around every month. No kidding. Eight patches that Microsoft released today are considered dire or critical. So there's links in the show notes, but I pulled this from, this one here is from Krebs on Security. He just goes on to talk about how some of the patches are needed, of course, because they're critical. Of course, there's Internet Explorer 11 is out. Briefly saw it. It looks just like 10. I didn't see anything fancy. Actually, no. I think there is something in... I had to think about this. I think there's something in 11 that is a little bit different. That, you know how you can drag... You know how you have the icon, the fab icon in the corner there, and you can drag it to like your favorites bar? You can actually drag it down to your start menu. Now, I don't know if that's a IE issue or if that's something they just did or if that's always been that way and I'm way behind the times, but if you want to bookmark a site in your start menu or in your start bar, you can just drag it right from Internet Explorer right down there. So then you can always just go right there. So I don't know. I thought that was kind of cool. I don't know if that's an 11 issue or not, but that was kind of fun that I noticed that the other day. I thought, well, that'd be cool for a lot of clients that have mine who specifically go to one site all the time. You know, this way, instead of opening up IE, seeing the homepage, then clicking on the favorites. I mean, you can save yourself maybe one, maybe two clicks, but nobody's counting.
Internet Explorer here, I don't think. Not too much.
Yeah, that same, too. So, yeah. You know, but if you are using IE, if you're using Windows Update, if you're using IE 11, try that. See, if there's a certain favorite that you like, give that a shot.
Love Internet Explorer. Or I do all my searching when I want to hide from Google.
The way you said
I'm
that.
Serious. That's where I hide from Google. Where are you going to hide from Google? Where are you going to go?
No place you can go to hide from Google.
Internet Explorer.
Go ahead. All right. In a barge.
That's right. In a barge.
In Maine or San Francisco.
In a, what is there going to have? Some kind of an experience?
I don't know.
Technical. I don't know.
I don't think they know for sure what it's going to be.
I like the idea of a floating party data storage barge like Tim had and with a bunch of nerds out there 11 miles offshore. But unfortunately, it looks like it's...
a nerd party in international waters.
Yeah, getting all crazy. getting all crazy, downloading torrents and everything.
We hit the international water streamers and clouds of confetti. Party. A whole bunch of people just standing around the sides looking awkward like an 8th grade dance.
What are you going to do? Like... I don't know. What are you going to do? We can get crazy. Let's use the Internet Explorer.
Let's use it.
It may be blocked on in a Google floating Google data center.
That's true. Google, yeah. Google or jump ship.
So yeah, another thing it's going to be the latest rumor is it's going to be something to point at and say, look what we did?
Well, I think it's going to be like a store or a technical experience or, I don't know, something. Go on this thing and it's kind of like a Google Funhouse.
Genius barge.
It's a genius barge.
By appointment only.
So I have had, I have to laugh because this last week has been just insane. I had a couple computers die on me, which is fine. That's not the hard part. The thing that goes on with this is that it's about 40-mile drive to go get this computer. So I was up there. We looked at it. The hard drive was not working right, so we wanted to run SpinRite on it. Ran SpinRite. About a day and a half later, it rebooted and just the hard drive was not happy. It was past the point of no return. Went up there, picked up the computer, said, I just need the computer, don't need anything else, and it's just a little Lenovo. It was actually kind of a cool little box, and brought it home, went to hook it up, and realized that it takes a proprietary power adapter, which I have left. So then the next day I had to drive up there, get the power adapter, and, you know, on top of this, I've got another client who the contractor moved. They cut through the DSL line on purpose. They cut the DSL line, and they're moving it, but then now Quest needs to come out and put down the, you know, into the 66 block or the 110 block, and that, you know, that's a lot of hurry up and wait, and, you know. I just had a lot of little things where they were, you know, go in, think the project's going to go one way, and it 180s on you, and now you don't have the equipment for it, and now you, but you've already driven, you know, half an hour, 40 minutes to get there, come back another day. I'm going to go see a client tonight that I was at their house. Their wireless was all messed up, so I thought that was weird. Logged into their router. It was set for, you know, right off the bat, you need to change the password. This is a Frontier router. And I thought, well, have you guys ever set this up before? And they said, no. All right. Well, so I set it up. You know, they're using WEP, and, you know, a lot of stuff didn't work. And so they were using WEP. So let's put them on a WPA2. Let's get them a longer key. Let's, you know, set up the admin using a password. We get everything up and running, and everything's running really smooth. Excellent. And all of a sudden, one of the laptops doesn't connect anymore, which is what they called me out for originally. I thought that was weird. And I go and I look at the Mac, which is standing, which is really close to the router. And that one now has lost its connection. So I, you know, restart the connection, and it doesn't connect. So I jump, plug my laptop back into the router, go to the interface, and it asked me for the username and password again, for the default username and password. It had reset itself. So yeah, that's, so tonight going back out there, they have a new router now. I'm going to go back out there and fix it. It's just been a whole lot of, it's been a lot of that where it, you kind of, it almost feels like you're taking one step forward and two steps back. I mean, you're making progress, kind of, you know, things are getting done, but it was just a, it was one of those weeks where, you know, Geeksters fiscal week where things were just, not, it felt like I was just getting kicked when I was down.
Yeah. How did you make out on that, the broken computer was sent to you by, FedEx?
Oh, that, yes. Okay. So I called, FedEx, and because we had been waiting and waiting for it, and they said, oh no, we did ship it back. You need to contact Dell. All right. So I contact Dell. You know, and I've been waiting for the computer, assuming that it looks like it's out for delivery. I end up contacting Dell. Dell did say, yes, we see that it's going to be sent back to us. They have to make a new build. So it's going to take 8 days to build it and then 1 to 2 days to ship it. I said, all right, no big hurry. This time ship it to, it's good, they're going to ship it to the business, not to me. I'll go to the business, pick it up, and then bring it back. And it arrived yesterday. Oh, so. Good. Yeah, it's one of those things where, you know, it's going to take 8 days to build it, and you'll have it tomorrow. It's like, okay. So that came in. It's actually hooked up right down here. I'm ready. I'll be working on it tonight, getting that taken care of. But it's been a week. Definitely been a week.
I can relate to what you're saying. I have a similar project where it's been just trip after trip after trip. And every time I return, I'm actually further behind than I thought that I was. I really would almost be better off if I just didn't go back. But this office, I was prepared to tell the story, I thought, because I thought I was going to be done. Well, I'm not done. It got worse today. But this office, which I've been there before a few times, just called out for a little break fix. And they required some information off of the information they thought they were done with, off a server and a desktop that were replaced like several generations ago. The server was running Server 2000, the desktop is Windows 98. And there was a database that runs off the server, where runs off the desktop. The two are required for all this. It's really been a project. I mean, these machines hadn't been started in probably years, and they had finally just decided to get rid of them. I mean, this lady had taken them home for what purpose, I have no idea. So they basically needed something they thought they had needed for years. Machines hadn't been started forever, and they weren't even on site. So it's required rounding them up, getting them on site, connecting them up, and guys are like geniuses with the Windows 98. It ain't me. And Server 2, I don't even know what I'm doing here.
98.
It's just been one big head shaking fiscal week for me. And there's networking issues, and I just look at this. I'm like, I have no idea. I don't know. I'm plugging through it. And I think we're gonna have it. I thought I was gonna have it today. I actually imaged both machines, and after having done that, something now. Something changed itself in the middle of all this. software now doesn't see the database. And I almost don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
It's been all, because, you know, yeah, it's like a half hour away, 40-minute drive. And it's just been unpleasant. So Windows 98, I mean, you just want to smash it with a hammer. But anyway, well, and you know what? These, they're great people. They're appreciative. Yeah. And the fact that it may involve an audit. So, you know, anything that I can do to help them out here, it's the effort alone so far has been greatly appreciated.
Please, 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 I don't want to go to jail.
Well, I don't even want to know. I don't want to know what the situation is. You know, it is better than, you know, rescuing some jerk's porn off his computer that's died. I mean, whatever it is that residential customers would have us do with their dead machine. It's just Windows 98 stuff that came in just, I mean, I kind of came in around XP. I mean, that's kind of where my real knowledge started with really digging deep. So digging back.
It could be Windows 98 SE.
Hey, at least that had USB support.
SE did, would right?
Yeah.
Would I know that as it was booting? Is that part in the splash screen?
No, I think you have to, you know, right click on my computer, go to properties.
I think this was before there was a right click. I don't think they even have right click yet. I think there was one click. One
just
click.
The giant mouse with the big square in the middle of it, like the old original Apple mouse.
Those look crazy, don't they?
When I sit down at a Mac and somebody hands me their Apple mouse, I'm like, that has one button.
What do you do with it?
Exactly.
That's a really intelligent button. It knows.
I mean, no. You have to hold this button over here on the keyboard and then click. I'm like, why don't you just have a two button mouse? I mean,
it does seem silly, doesn't it?
I mean, you can plug in a two-button mouse to a Mac. Don't get me wrong, but it's still funny. I have a lot of friends who have Macs who have the big square pad. Have you seen that? So it's a mouse, but it's a big touch pad, but it's external. It's about that big, you know.
Okay.
And it just has this. You just put your whole hand can fit on it. You just move it around. The whole thing moves down. It's a
like a giant touchpad
thing. Yeah, but it's external. It's USB or wireless. It's not you. Yeah, the wireless via USB. And the whole thing just pushes down. It's kind of fun. I'm always looking to see if I can get just a giant one, like the size of a piece of paper.
Well, that would be cool if you have like a rug you could just like roll out. You could dance the whole thing on it. And
you go to a coffee shop, they add your big rug.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Pardon me. Excuse me.
It's like, okay, you guys, jump on the left click, you guys, and I'm going to slide like this over here. And
it's like
hold and click. Like drag. The piano. I'm dragging.
some little kid.
And a dog runs in and ruins the whole thing. I do. I have a customer every once I go there, and I forget they have this trackball. And this trackball is like, get it. I can't use this. It's like, can I turn this upside down and try and use it like a mouse for a while or something?
Just use the ball as the mouse on the...
Yeah. And you know what? And the thing is, it's funny because it's actually very clever and it works perfectly. And that's just what they're used to. But it is. It's bizarre to try and get used to a new interface. And of course, it's Windows 8. Forget it. Throw it all away. You don't need any of it.
No way.
No. No. And I'll tell you what. I listened to the whole little Podnuts hangout dealy there. What are they calling that?
Podnuts Meetup.
Meetup. I listen to the Podnuts Meetup, and I take issue with Cherubino, who said that anybody who can't use Windows 8, there's something wrong with them. And
I have to disagree.
But no, he's like shaking his head. He's like, I can't understand how anybody, they don't know what they're doing, Windows 8 and all this. And he goes on and completely like...
I agree with him.
Ostracizes me.
You.
And me and my ilk. And at the end of it, he's like, well, yeah, but I'm using it on a tablet or like a touchscreen. So I'm like, well, yeah, well, there's the issue. That's the issue. And he's like, well, I suppose maybe it'd be better if he was here to defend himself or something. But I was just watching this earlier. I'm like, look, I don't like using a thing. And there's all these like crazy, like pop, it's like self-infected.
Well,
and
I had it on here.
Out of nowhere.
Tim, I had it on here. I didn't have any problem with Windows. Windows 8, just the hard drive went off.
You need to come over and show me how to use it.
I mean, you have a choice not to use the Metro interface or to use it. And I just didn't use it.
That's
to me, it wasn't a big deal.
It's not true. When I'm in the standard Let's not get started on this crap. All I know is that every once in a while, the Metro user face would just appear because I'd gotten too close to the edge of the screen or something. I'd done something.
Well, you still have to get a charms bar to search things.
Charms,
which worked.
I really feel my masculinity threatened with Metro interfaces and anything with charms.
Well, you know, Fred's been using Windows 8 for a while.
Fred's right. Are you still using it?
Well, he's mountain man down there. Nothing's getting down there.
But he's got an app on there where you don't even see it anymore, right? The Metro.
Yeah, it's just like Windows 7. It's gone. Start is back, and it's actually I'm running classic shell on this one, which you still get some of the charms, sidebars, whatever you call them, pull up.
But outside of that, it's solid, right?
I like it. It's quick. I mean, like I told you guys before, it's really fast. It boots quick. Mm-hmm. I'm not disappointed in it once you get past, you know, all the Windows 8 things. The background is solid, I guess. And I don't plan on changing back.
The only issue I have with it, because they'll have, like,
with a hammer.
They'll have like similar apps for, they'll have one app, the same app for the Metro, and they'll have a different app for the desktop. I tried to install Skype for the Metro interface, and that was awful. That was definitely awful. I just stuck with the desktop version.
Yeah, no, that is the one thing. We brought it up on the Podnuts meetup 2 weeks ago. Regarding,
I think it was number 6, maybe.
It was the week before, yeah.
Okay, yeah, that was the one I was on.
Yeah.
And we were talking about how you have to use two different, it has like two different versions of IE. Sometimes you have to use the Metro apps, not the desktop apps. And, you know, I've used it a little bit more and more. I don't own any of them, but I am finding that I can get around them a little bit more. Once you kind of just, at some point, you just have to kind of just suck it up and be, I didn't mean that in a bad way, but just kind of realize that Windows 8 is what Windows 8 is going to be, and you know other people buy it, and you know tonight the client I'm going to, the one with the bad router, both of their laptops are Windows 8 laptops, touchscreen and keyboard. I find that, you know, so I figured that I would use the mouse and it wouldn't work right, so I just go to the touchscreen, but then I have to bring my hands down to do any kind of typing in. I did find that these laptops had terrible touch pads, though. It's almost like because they made the screen touchscreen, then they're gonna give you really bad, mouse pads.
Because you don't need that. It's fun. We can save 25 cents there.
What are you doing down there on the touchpad? Come up here and on the screen.
Hands where I can see them.
That's right. Whoa. Those hands need to be. My touchscreen's up here.
you're leaning on the screen like you've been arrested.
The LAPD app. The outline where you have to put your hands.
And you just hear the handcuffs. Ka-chink, ka-chink, right.
Now going to virtually frisk you.
Oh, my.
Any weapons? Yeah. All right. Thanks,
yeah,
Tim, for,
yeah,
thanks
yeah.
Tim, for leading us down that one.
Did I do that?
Windows 8. You brought up Windows 8.
Oh, no.
No.
That whole thing was Steve's fault.
It was Windows 98.
Oh, Windows 98.
Oh, you know what? I would use Windows 98 before I use it. That's very confusing.
It is.
Tim doesn't like anything.
With 8 in it.
Before 98 or Windows 8. Anything in between there is fine.
Windows 8, 8 up.
Right, that doesn't have enough numbers in it. 98, please. I'm a two-digit man.
They haven't done anything right since ME.
What? What? It took me a minute to process that one.
Arth is something you've never heard someone say.
That's right. Please, all hate mail goes to Tim at...
Yeah, that's in it. I don't know. You know what? I mean, the whole thing with Windows 8, I'm sure it's fantastic. I'm sure that at some point I will be able to use it in a way that's satisfying, and I'm okay with it. I haven't had to mess with it yet, but I refuse to have someone tell me that there's nothing wrong with it and that out of the box it's perfect and intuitive and makes sense.
Well, any operating system, you can't say that about any operating system.
Windows 7, you could. Anybody could sit down and use Windows 7 that had any sense of how to use Windows.
Well, how to use Windows, but if you put somebody who's never... Well, all right, so logistically...
Well, that's, I see what you're saying. That's really my point. Anywho, hey, I tell you what, I did have like a really I had like my best repair in a long time. It went well. It was very satisfying. I repaired my kid's Nintendo DS.
Oh, very nice.
And he's been after me forever. The thing worked. It worked great. It was that the little 3D one. And my daughter is a product tester. Any company out there, and I'm serious in this, wants to find the weakness in their device, product, invention, anything, no money could be better spent anywhere than hiring my daughter and let her have it for any amount of time. She is not a violent or destructive person, but she knows how to use something and use it up. We call her the product tester. So anyway, this DS, the whole thing worked okay and everything. The one thing it would not do is when you would insert a game cartridge, it wouldn't recognize anything had happened. And so one of those wonderful moments where you Google it and there's a million hits. It's like, great. I'm probably going to find the answer here pretty well toward the top. And this is a very common problem. The game cartridge has probably 20 little contacts, little gold contacts. And I guess if any one of those doesn't bait properly or make good contact, that's what it does, I suppose. So it was relatively easy to disassemble and get to that point and basically just get in there with I think it's a small screwdriver to kind of straighten them out. And boom, away she went. It was beautiful. So,
good deal.
Probably less than 20 minutes and it was a very nice, easy repair. And it was something I thought, oh my gosh, this could be anything. It almost felt like something that was really broken. And it was like, no big deal. Just straightened the pins out and she was on her way. She was thrilled. And I tell you what, I really made her work for this one because this kid, she can be very, when she wants something, she gets it. Eventually you must, she's the irresistible force. I mean, you cannot deny her something that she has chosen to have. And she will hound you. And it's something that it's irritating, but on the other hand, I love about her because I know that that person's going to go in the world and do just fine. So anyway, she's been after me forever to do this. And I kept coming up with all these reasons why it had to be. I finally arrived at the last one the other day. I said, I haven't gotten a work order. That was my last reason why I hadn't done it. I said, I have no work order. She's like, what's a work order? I said, I need a work order. I have no paperwork here. And this is like one of the last roadblocks I could throw up. So she goes in there. She comes back with a piece of paper. And it was unacceptable. I said, nothing official is ever in pencil. Ugh, she throws her hands down in disgust, angry. She comes back with something in pen. I said, I need this filled out in triplicate. I mean, we played this game for a couple hours. And I mean,
but you were real serious?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. And fifth grade. So I finally did get a work order that she had generated in triplicate in ink. And the final version said, Dad, you are my dad. It's your job to fix this. I want it now.
That's great. It made the show.
Very nice.
I had three copies. I said, okay, honey, I'll do it. So anyway, yeah, it was a great repair. It was so nice. I actually feel a little guilty after about a month of doing this. It took me 20 minutes at the bench to do it. So, but anyway, yeah, it was a very simple repair. Little thing comes apart pretty easy too. And if you've never had one apart, if your kids have one of those and they need a battery replaced, oh my gosh, it's so easy. I thought those were like all sealed, like a lot of stuff you get anymore. And it's not, there's just, I think, two or three screws in the back of to knock the back off and the battery. It's actually, it's not the same, but it's very, very similar to a cell phone battery.
Okay.
It's actually very similar in size and shape. So, those are pretty easy. After looking, I'm like, oh, okay, it is designed to be replaceable. Just snap. It's not snap out type of screws involved. I tell you what, you know, having that device, and I'm looking at this, and I exaggerate a little about this kid, but you know, when you give a kid something, and after a couple of years, it's something they've loved and used, you're looking at it. It really does give you an opportunity to say, I'm like, to really review it and the design. It was fascinating as I, that's really kind of what I took from the time I spent with the device was just something of an autopsy, you know, analyzing the design and what worked here and what didn't. And I was really, it was really curious to me what in the design of this product, what they got right as far as kid-proofing it and what clearly went terribly wrong. And it was a really interesting mix of the two extremes. Some of the design that was very, very clever. It was built very strong. And other points of it were an amazing failure in short-sightedness. I was really, really, wasn't really going this direction, but you know, that's one thing I kind of like reviewing products like that. You know, a few years later down the road, everything looks nice coming out of the box. Some of these things are meant to be thrown away. Well, after a few years and they're still working, I kind of like thinking, hey, well, what about this worked? What about this done well? Henry Ford would say it was over-engineered. This doesn't need to be thrown away yet. Done well. And I enjoyed spending some time with that, taking a look at that, analyzing that. And I tell you what, the kids, when I fix stuff for them, I always clean it up real nice. Mention this one once again. This stuff is fantastic. This is Armor All. It's called Natural Finish Detailer, and it's like Armor All, except this is the product that you use on screens. So in a vehicle, but it says perfect for display screens, consoles, steering wheels, anything that you want to look slippery but not actually be slippery, like a brake pedal.
Oh no.
That is a problem that when I Armor All my car, like the Armor All the steering wheel, and then I'm like, all right, cool. And then I go for a ride, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah. Or if you put on the tread of the tires, you don't go anywhere.
Yeah, no. No, I hold it, and then my wife drives forward.
And I drive. What part do you hold?
No, like I'll hold... Like I'll hold a rag with Armor All and I'll put on the treads. And
Okay. You mean like you lift up on the bumper so that the tires spin as she's driving?
Well, no. The car's on the ground.
Oh, okay.
But if she goes too fast, she runs me over. So that's it.
Oh, okay. You ever do that when the kids are trying to ride away and lift up on the back and they're just spinning, screaming?
No, my kids are 11, 13.
Well, they weren't at one time. I mean, if they ever had a bike with training wheels, that's probably the most pleasurable things I've probably ever done as a father. They're trying to drive away, and you just grab the back of that, lift them up, and they're just that tire's just squealing, and them little tricycle motors just pumping away, trying to get, and you just got them. You're like God. You ever did that?
No, sorry.
You need to have an arcade, and you'll see what I mean.
Oh, I'm good, thanks. We're looking at trying to buy a house. We don't need a kid right now.
Oh, perfect. Find one with an extra bedroom. Fill it.
No, that's what extra bedroom is, my office.
Well, another extra bedroom.
Oh, that we don't. How much money do you think I have?
I think money, you have all of it.
Money doesn't grow on trees up here in the Pacific Northwest. That's other stuff.
But anyway, that stuff is fantastic. I have a device and clean up the laptop. Same. I just use like I have a glass on everything, but like the keyboard and all that. That stuff that it doesn't give it that really really nice greasy wet shine like Armor All does, but it does a little bit, but. Like especially screens and that, like on these DSs or whatever, does clean it up real nice. And if you buff it lightly, it will give a really light shine. It'll really cut some dullness out of it. A few minutes with that and those little devices, her DS, it really cleaned up nice. And so it worked and it looked nice. And yeah, after all that, she used it for about 20 minutes, set it down, and I don't think she's touched it since. So pretty typical, right?
Kids. So I saw this... This came out today, and actually came out yesterday. I apologize. So last, on the 5th, we had a bond measure for Hillsborough, Oregon. We had a bond measure to increase technology in the schools, to replace technology in the schools. There was a lot of computers that they had upgraded from XP to 7 that were running slow. They needed things like some new security cameras, just a technology within the school's bond. It was going to be a $25 million bond, and it failed. So... what they're going to be doing now is they're going to be looking at open source solutions in lieu of that bond. I thought that was kind of cool. I mean,
so what sort of things were they wanting to do with it?
What do you mean with the bond?
Oh, it had the bond passed. What sort of things?
They were going to, upgrade computers. So for faster for Windows 7, some security cameras, just technology upgrades.
Okay.
And now that bond has failed, they don't have the money. So, we'll see what happens. But they are looking at Ubuntu as a distro to put on to computers. to bring kind of new life back into them. But I'll keep an eye on this. It sounds really interesting, but we'll see what happens with it. That came out yesterday, and I thought that was cool.
You'd think Microsoft would almost give them the licenses before they'd let them, you know, turn off a bunch of future Microsoft purchasers while they're in school still, you know?
Well, I mean, you know, my kid uses Linux here. He has Google. Everybody in Hillsborough, or at least as far as the middle school goes, they all have Google accounts. So whether, you know, whether my son uses the Google Docs and everything Google at school on a Windows 7 box, or whether he comes home and uses it on a Windows, you know, on a Linux box here, Google's Google, and that doesn't really matter what it is. I think that they're going to find it's going to be a, you know, I'm excited to hear what this is. I'm curious to see how it's going to go. There's a lot more that goes into it than just, you know, just plugging and playing. You know, you already have the base. You already have the infrastructure for, you know, Microsoft with Active Directory and that. Now you can incorporate Linux into that. There's a little bit of work into it. So while you might, what you will be saving in hardware, you may lose a little bit in man hours. But once it's done, once it's all said and done and put into place, you're really going to be saving some money. And so I'm interested to see, and I'll be following how this works. But
and my boss's son, I think he's in high school, they gave him a Chromebook to use.
Yeah.
So not Windows.
And that's just, and all that is just a straight terminal into Google. There's
right,
no,
right.
Yeah, we
no have desktop, Google's, just
it's all browsing. It's just, yep, that's all it is. It's a nice Google. So I forgot to give you guys the links here in the chat room, but it looks pretty interesting. I'm like I said, I'm going to follow up on it and keep a watch on this. So speaking of things, earlier today we were talking about, or at least I was mentioning how it kind of just kind of felt like things were getting piled on, and was kind of getting maybe a little kicked while I was down. So I received an email at 10:51 this morning. Well, let me go back it up a little bit. So I do some web hosting. That's on one server, and then I have two other just kind of. They're not really play servers, but they're inexpensive virtual private servers, so VPSs, unmanaged. They're both running Linux. One was running my Screen Connect, which is the remote support tools that I use to connect with my clients, and my clients can connect to me. And the other one I was using for like an Insignia or Nagios server monitoring, hardware monitoring type application. They weren't very expensive. They were like I got on a promotion, and so when it all was said and done, I think both of them they cost me $250 a piece per month. So really, they were very inexpensive, $2.50. But I had been using them. And so today, about 10:51, I received an email, and it said, due to recent unexpected trading circumstances, Shard Hosting Solutions, and the provider was Shard Hosting.
Shard.
I know. And actually, Dor had given me a bad time about that before because it is kind of a funny name. Shard Hosting Solutions LTD has ceased trading with immediate effect. We urge all clients to take a backup of their data immediately, and we cannot guarantee how long services will operate before being discontinued by our upstream suppliers. If you feel you are a creditor, please contact, and it gives a contact information. So at 10, and then within minutes, so by 11 o'clock this morning, my two virtual private servers that I had been using for Nagios and for Screen Connect were gone. They just pulled the plug, wiped them out,
wow,
and were gone.
Wow. Did you have all that backed up?
Switch.
Well, the Screen Connect, I'll have to do some stuff. I made a backup of the database last week because I was having issues with it and contacted them. I'm going to contact them tomorrow and see what I can do about it. If not, oh well. Screen Connect's already back up and running, so if I need to get a hold of anybody, I can do that still. Or, you know, if somebody needs to get a hold of me. Because it doesn't, I have a script, and so it doesn't really take that long to rebuild it. But as far as what are called like unattended installs, so I reach out and grab a site and bring it back in, I don't have any of that. And so I thought that was kind of funny. And the Guardian, so I came home and I started Googling around just to see what other people's responses were. And the Guardian, the register.co.uk, mentioned something about Shard Hosting as well, saying that they apparently Shard Hosting also had Shard Gaming, and it was a big Minecraft server.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
It says the game server hosting biz Shard Gaming has abruptly shut down, irritating punters who depend on the services and highlighting the risk of off-site premise systems. The company specializes in dedicated kit for gamers eager to run multiplayer servers from Minecraft, Dave Defeat, Gary's Mod, and others. It was formerly known as Daddy's Cheese, I don't know, and is suddenly shut down on Tuesday. Shock customers, and some of them claim they've lost data. So it goes on to talk about how these people have lost data. One guy says, all right, I'm going to run home really quick. I hope I can back it up. And then he tweets and says, nope, it's gone. So, yeah, they just kind of pulled the plug on my server, on my two virtual servers today. I was like, well, when it rains, it pours. Okay. But Jonathan Nadeau has been talking about a VPS provider that he uses called DigitalOcean. So I quickly jumped over there, and I've already purchased one of them. But for $5, you can get a 20-gig SSD, 512 of memory, like a terabyte of bandwidth, a terabyte of transfer, and they're 20-gig solid-state drives, so they're pretty fast. So within minutes, probably it took me about 10 minutes, I signed up on their site, gave my credit card number. They provisioned my website. You get a chance to, like others, drive, like other places, you get to choose what your operating system is, and they have Debian, Ubuntu, different flavors, CentOS. You can choose whatever you want. And, I just built it up. I built it up, broke it, and then built it up again. And before the show, it all in a matter of probably 20 minutes. So that's where I'm at. I'm back over now. I'm back over on DigitalOcean because my hosting shard hosting has taken a shard.
Yeah, I was just gonna say.
But it was one of those things where I was on my way home and reading that, and I was just laughing. So anybody watching me in the car would have just wondered what I was doing. It's because what do you do? I mean, it's gone. It's just, and luckily, like I said, there wasn't. This was not my primary, hosting server. If it was that, where I had lost like 25 of my clients,
you would have really sharded.
Yeah, that would have been a huge issue. This was like, all right, it's an inconvenience. I'll fix it. I'll put it back together. But I'm hoping that Screen Connect can help me restore the database tomorrow and get that up and running. But if not, oh well. Then I just gotta. It's manual legwork for me because I had a lot of unattended installs.
It's like that.
Gone. Just gone. Absolutely gone.
There are guys sitting somewhere on a beach laughing about this. Why did it go away so quickly? If you said it, I'm sorry if I missed it.
Well, it just said, it says, due to recent unexpected trading circumstances, ShardHost has ceased trading with immediate effect. So it sounds like, and then it says, well, then it goes on to talk about how discontinued by our upstream suppliers. So it sounds like they... You know, if I was Shard Hosting, I'd be reselling my services to Tim, but now I'm not paying for the services that I'm reselling. So then upstream, they shut me down, which then, of course, shuts you down.
The Shard rolled downhill.
And, yep. So, okay.
All right.
I just...
hey, I did...
Go ahead. No, that was it.
I was going to say, those IP cameras, the job is finally done.
Oh, yay. Really?
Yeah, the lady who owns the studio she left for Florida a couple weeks ago on a little mini vacation, and she called me up and said, I'm leaving for Florida tomorrow. Any chance you get those cameras to work? So I was kind of under the gun. I had to get down there and just do it. And it was incredibly easy. What I did was, rather than mess around, I just called Foscam's technical support, and they remoted in. Showed me what to do, and it was incredibly simple to open the ports up. And then, they showed me one, then I did the rest. I mean, the whole thing took, 45 minutes, and that was with me not knowing what I was doing even. So, really easy. These Foscams come with hard-coded DDNS in them, so you don't even have to set up, a DDNS server elsewhere, like a no IP or something like that.
Nice.
Yeah, so, and I mean, I know some of the techie... geeky types don't like that. What I have read online, but as far as for the layman, boy, is it easy. You just type in that address, and you open up that port, and Bob's your uncle. Job's done, And it's working really well. As a matter of fact, I've got the cameras open up on my laptop next to me here, and you can zoom them and pan them and all just remotely. And it worked really good. She has an iPad. So I got her the iPad app, and she used it while she was in Florida, to check on her studio, and she really liked it. The only thing that stinks is it's real choppy, but I'm assuming that's because she's got really slow internet. I mean, it's like she's like mine. She gets like 2.5 down and like 0.8 up. So
I mean, they're at, like not where she is now. You mean actually where the cameras are?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. So it's gonna be choppy no matter what.
I would imagine that'll be the case. The cameras aren't high def. They're 680, 680 by or 640 by 480, and it within the studio, on the local network, they're fine. They stream. There's no choppiness, but externally there is. So I'm assuming that's the reason. So I'm a little disappointed in that, but I don't know if there's much I can do about it. But it still gets the job done. Really can.
Is that the? Is that pretty much the only option as far as, or is that the fastest thing that's available to her?
No, I think she can get faster. She doesn't want to pay for it.
Well, it's not your problem then.
Well, once I think because she just told me today she liked it so much, she's like, all right, I'm going to buy one more. I want to put one in the waiting room. So she wants to add one more camera. So I think, once the time goes along here, she'll want to upgrade her internet because she'll want it to not be choppy and to have, all the benefits of it. And she'll eventually, I'm sure, upgrade the cameras too because she's kind of addicted to it. So she'll probably want to switch over to HD cameras at some point. And
she'll never get out then.
Well, no, not with her current. No, you're right. Yeah. Not with the current setup.
You said these are wireless, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I might look into something like that.
Yeah, I'm actually real happy with the whole thing. It's really easy to set up, and I want to do it again. I've got another buddy who has a business. I'm trying to talk him into setting up something like this, and he owns a flower shop.
Yeah, well, it is a nice project. It's especially having done it. It's relatively easy, straightforward. And you know what? Once it's put together and people see what you can do, it's like, we have some cameras here. You go home and you're looking at your phone or your tablet. Bam, there it is. It's like magic. Or, these are just off-the-shelf Lego parts that you put together. But if you didn't know that, it all looks really futuristic. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's like anything. You got to fumble your way through it the first time. And you learn it, and then easy, like you said, easy to replicate. I think for anybody who has a shop like you guys, I think this is a great avenue to take another service to offer within your business. The only thing is, people I know a lot of grief over the whole wireless camera thing. A lot of people want wired, so then now you're getting into wiring, running cable, and which I'm not interested in doing at all. If you have the wherewithal, but then again, you could always sub that out. You sub out the running of the, running of the drops, and you just, include that in your quote. If they want it wired, they're going to have to pay for it one way or another. So, it's part of the deal. And then, with wired, you can do PoE, which is really nice. You can put cameras in, better locations and things where you don't have power available. But instance, that wasn't an issue for me, so.
Very good, Fred. I'm glad to hear that. I knew that it was almost wrapped up, but she's satisfied and wants to do some more of it, and it's great. And it was a great project. I knew it would be for you.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it actually, and you can pull it up on your phone, your anything. It's sure any of the products you can do that with, but at least with these Foscams, it was just real easy. And the price on these things is really good. I mean, I know they're made in China, but they're very durable. I mean, like I said, told you guys before, the cameras themselves are very heavy. They don't feel chintzy at all. And these weren't high-end ones either. These were, I think they're 100 and I can't remember how much they were. I think she paid like just over $200 for three or something like that.
Those, she's an iPad, right? The iPad app, was that a Foscam application or was that just a kind of generic?
No, interestingly enough, Foscam doesn't.
There she is.
Doesn't make an app for their software, which I thought was interesting.
Really,
all their apps are third party. But what's funny is when I called tech support about it, because I couldn't get it to work on the iPad, it was giving me fits. She goes, "Oh, okay. Which app are you running?" And I told her the one because I had bought one. It was like $9. It looked like it was the highest rated in the App Store, so I got that one and couldn't get it to work, so I called tech support, and the lady goes, "Okay, what app is it?" And I told her. She goes, "Okay, put this here. I mean, they even know all the third-party apps. They know how to set them up. And that's when I asked her. I said, "Where can I get a Foscam?" She goes, "We don't have one," which I really did find that kind of strange. But
yeah, I thought they would have something bundled, like, hey, go to the site and download this. You know, because even I know in the Android market, there's a number of free ones you can download. Now you're limited to four cams or whatever. And but yeah, I mean that you I would have thought they would have something that they could point you to. I'm surprised that there's nothing.
Yeah. So that was my project. Bucks. The other thing I know, right?
Spending other people's money is nice.
Oh yeah. I was like, hey, you want to spend $9? She's like, sure. I'm like, click.
I recognize.
It was so easy.
The other so, people's money click.
Yeah, it was so easy, and it didn't cost me a dime.
Was it the F18918Ws? Was that the ones you got?
That sounds right, yeah.
I see a three-pack here.
Yeah, that's what she got was a three-pack, yep. So,
got the antennas on there.
Yeah, they're working well so far that, you know, they've been up and running now for about a week and a half, I guess. I mean, completely done. You know,
are these cameras indoor and outdoor or just indoor?
Well, they're just indoor, but, you know, you can buy those little, what do you call them, mason jar looking things?
Yeah.
That you would put it in. And then you'd mount that out, start. So you can make it an outside camera by putting it in one of those little jars. I guess you could just use a mason jar if you wanted to be all redneck chic and all. I think it would look cool. I got one other thing here. I busted my Note 2 screen again.
What happens when you drop it out of a plane?
You know, what's funny is both times I broke it, and the good news is I actually hadn't got, this is the new screen I put in, and I never actually got it installed correctly, so it's actually, I can pull it out with my, I can pull the screen off with my fingernail, so that's the good news, so it's only going to take me 2 minutes to replace it, but what's funny is both times, it was when my daughter was doing play practice, so we were in a theater, you know how the theaters have, you know, the concrete floors, and both times it fell off the chair and landed on that stupid concrete floor in a theater and busted. And the same thing happened yesterday. I was like, you have got to be kidding me. But so I'm gonna have to get another screen ordered. Their good news is they're cheap, so
you know how to do this one.
Well, yeah, but the nice thing is that there's no glue on this. There's no tape, no glue. So that's, I don't have to
too.
Do anything.
Yeah, that's true too.
So,
is that what you did wrong? You didn't put glue on it?
Well, yeah. What I did wrong was when I pulled the tape kit out, I didn't understand how it worked as I was looking at it and trying to peel it off. Mm. And I ended up with this big ball of tape in my hand going, trying to get it up. So, yeah, didn't work out too good.
Looking like a cat with something on its paw, you know, trying to shake it.
Exactly.
Well, no, but wasn't there an issue where there was like the, well, I remember the, like the, proximity sensor was there was something that was covered or something.
Yeah,
what was the deal
that's
there?
Still
there
kind
was something, right?
Yeah, there's a piece of tape over one of the sensors. I haven't figured out which one yet, but I'll solve that problem when I take it off.
Okay. Yeah. And that's what I was thinking of, that there was where things just didn't quite go back together. You know what? That's the thing is doing the second one is where you'll be really happy because you've already worked out all the little bugs of their process. I always order two when I'm doing something like that because I know that I'm going to end up like eight ball cat.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, because you're trying to figure it out and you know that it's just practice, you know, to give me. Those aren't very much. How much was the kit?
$10, $11, $12, somewhere in that range. It wasn't much.
There must be some gravitational anomaly in that theater.
I think there is. The cell phone gods need to be fed, apparently.
I would never go back. I would take people there and round up work.
I'll go back, but I'm going to try and stick my phone in my pocket next time. I have a bad habit. We got a new dog, by the way. I don't know if you see him running around back there.
What's her name again?
Abby. Three-year-old chocolate lab. We've never had a big house dog.
And do now.
We do now, and it's, believe me, it's a huge adjustment going from our chihuahua to having this big old girl running around.
Whose job is it to clean up after her? It's going to be a lot different than the chihuahua. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, we haven't really got to that yet. Because yeah, we live out in the country. So, we live out in the country, so you know, she just goes off wherever she wants. It's not like we have a like a yard
fenced in yard like me.
Find yourself a yard hosting.
I've got shard hosting on my foot.
That is a really, really polite way of saying that. No, actually, it still sounds kind of bad, doesn't it? Shard hosting. It sounds French.
There was one other thing I wanted. Hey, real quick, I wanted to bring up this one.
Yeah. Go ahead. While you're thinking about, let me throw this out before I forget. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention this. Last week, I had my threw out a $1 million idea. I want everybody to stop working. I'm sure you've all been working feverishly on it. It already exists. If you would like an adapter that converts the end of a desktop power cord back to a standard three-prong receptacle so that you basically have an extension cord, Monoprice sells them. Product ID 1302. It's a 1 foot, 18 gauge power adapter, black, buck and a quarter a piece. Drops as you order. So it basically looks just like desktop power cable, except like in the reverse. It's like it's about a foot long. So anyway, thank you, Liam. Liam brought that to my attention. Fantastic. I have to order some of those because it looks really useful. So. Anyway, you know, Tim, I definitely wanted to mention that.
I thought I could use my, you know, I got, you know, from buying all these power supplies, you know, I got those cables to come with it.
Yeah.
I thought
yeah.
I could use that, but I tried to plug something into it, and I couldn't get it to fit. So, and I didn't want to force it in there because I thought it was the same thing.
The three prongs are spaced differently.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be the same.
And that's what this thing does. This adapter actually fits in the end of that, and then the end like a standard three prong. So, same thing. I have.
I thought it was the same, but it's obviously not.
It's slightly different. So I have stacks of these cords, and it's like, you know what? If I wanted a nice extension cord just like this, I would pay good money for it. Or I have, and so why can't I have a little adapter? Just instead of these are useless to me. So there you go.
Okay, I give up. What do you use it for?
Well, you know, I had this brain shard last.
Sorry about that.
Had another one last week that you have all of these power cables laying around like a desktop PC.
Actually, I'll get one real quick.
And you know the female end of it, it's three prongs, but it's a different three prongs than a normal plug. And so you got all these laying around. What are they good for? Nothing. And would it be great to have a little adapter that would plug into that and change it back to a standard three-prong?
I gotcha. Now. So basically, now you can use that as an extension cord.
As an extension cord, yeah.
Yeah, I gotcha. Okay.
And so that's what, there you go. And that's what this adapter would do. And so in here, Monoprice sells them. It's a product ID 1302.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. So your million-dollar idea's already been taken?
Well, turned out it was somebody else's $1 million.
Oh, well, at least somebody made $1 million.
Somebody did. A buck at a time.
Buck 24. 22. Yeah, cool.
I've seen those at the cable store up here. The issue is I always have to look at the end because the end without the power cable, no, the end that does not plug in the wall, the end, the male end, there are actually servers out there that take ends like that. So you have the end that plugs into the wall and then the other end just like this. That kind of cup that kind of goes over a power adapter. It doesn't plug in. It's the reverse. It's kind of a, there are servers out there that take that kind of an adapter. So sometimes when I look at these, I have to remember which one I'm looking at because you don't want to buy the server one.
Let's see. Greg, you had something else. Did it come to you?
You know, it didn't. And it's driving me crazy because it was really good. It's really good this time. I was saving the best for last.
Yeah, me too. I forgot something awesome.
Oh, I know what it was. How good your mic sounds in the Podnuts meetup.
No, actually, I was going to do, that was the last thing. This isn't it, but this is something I did want to throw out there was that anybody who hasn't caught, some of Door's new shows, man, I'll tell you, they're really good. I saw this one, Health Nuts, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that's for me. You know, there's no way I'm listening to that. So after I started listening to it, I tell you, it was really good. These guys, you know, their story and it was good. It was an entertaining show. And I'm going to, be a loyal listener to it. And then of course, Lisa with the remote support show is awesome. And then you have the Podnuts meetup, which if anybody wants to come on and be on Podnuts, just show up on Mumble on either Monday or Sunday night,
it'll be
with a reasonable,
this Monday.
Yeah, with a reasonable microphone, and you can be on the show, and it's a lot of fun.
There is video, but you don't. That's not a requirement.
You have to have is a good mic.
Yeah, basically, yeah. I mean, your requirements are pretty minimal.
Right. I mean, Doors streams it out, but he's only streaming himself out on video.
Correct.
And the audio. Correct. And it sounds really good.
It does.
Yeah, I missed the last
one. So, yeah, go check out those shows.
That every time I go back there, it's just like more of them. It's spawning, replicating.
Yeah, the only thing he doesn't put on the calendar, he's only putting the shows that he's on. He's not putting all the shows.
Right, because that's his calendar. That's not the Geekster. That's not the Podnuts calendar. That's Door's calendar. So if you want to know what Door is doing, that's the calendar.
Well, then maybe he should make a Podnuts calendar.
Podnuts.com/calendar.
Yeah,
I never go to that site.
Well, I like to see what's coming up.
Podnuts.
You know
what is that? What is this Podnuts?
What is this silliness?
Yeah, I like listening to the server show a little bit here and there because I like the guys on there. You know, I like listening to Josh and Jeff Owens.
They're all good guys. Unfortunately, nobody listens to our show because we're not. But you know,
someday.
we have one listener, I think.
I want
one listener.
We need to get some t-shirts or sweatshirts.
Well, they're working on that. We need to get the graphics done and stuff like that. So the designer who did our graphics, I'll have to contact him again.
I'm getting a tramp stamp.
how do we get from there to there?
Check, please.
Oh, my Lord.
But we can all go together again.
I'm going to have nightmares now.
I know a guy.
You know a guy?
Oh. He just got out.
I'm sure you do.
He just got out. You got to see the movie Hangover, Part 3.
All right. Well, guys, Tim, if you want to get a hold of you, how can they do that?
I'm Tim Bauermeister on the G+. Men Like Tim in the Podnuts forums. You can email me. I am tim@realpcrepair.com.
And Fred, if people want to know what time it is, how can they get a hold? Is that a clock?
A friend of mine said that, why do pilots have big watches? And I said, what are you talking about? Pilots don't have big watches. Well, that's not a big watch.
Why do pilots have big watches?
So they can tell what time it is, I guess. I don't know. Get a hold of me at, I don't know. Where can they get a hold of me, Martin? I can't remember.
Here. Google Plus.
I was going to say geeksters.tv, but I don't think that'll work anymore. Actually, it probably still would work.
Yeah.
No, it's geeksters@podnuts.com.
Yeah, geeksters@podnuts.com.
There you go.
If people want to send us a voicemail, 7076-PODNUT. Voicemails right away, but we didn't receive any emails. We haven't had any emails in a while. Maybe there's nobody. Somebody should send us an email.
Well, our listener's on vacation, I think.
Oh, man.
Listeners went on vacation.
Come back, listener.
No, the listener is on vacation. Yeah, he's in Mexico. He had no internet connection.
And Mitch, same place that people can get a hold of you?
Yeah, Geeksters. Same place they can get a hold of Fred.
All right, and people can get a hold of me at martin@obandocomputing.com. You can get me on the Geeksters email as well. I'm on Google+. There, you know how to find me. And don't forget that holiday season is coming up, podnuts.com/Amazon. A little bit of that goes back to the Podnuts community. And you don't even notice it. It doesn't. It's not an added expense to your purchase. It just helps us out. Every time you buy something, we get just a tiny little piece of that. So we'd appreciate it if everybody who buys stuff from Amazon, podnuts.com/Amazon. And I did the math before we got on the show. It looks like episode 99 will be December 31st. So if you guys are up for a show on December 31st, that will be... Oh, sorry, not 99. That will be episode 100, won't it? So we'll be ending the year at 100. So, yeah. We'll do it. We'll have to come up with something. Maybe I'll put on my party hat.
So what did that take? Almost, a little over 2 years, Mitch. Is that right?
When we first started, yeah.
And starting in January, we're going to go twice a week.
What?
Sure? You didn't know that? We're going to daily. We're going to have a daily show.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding with you guys. No, we'll still be every
it's
week.
It's not April.
Oh, darn it. I spoiled it. All right. Forget I said that. I'll pull that one back out in April. And any episode thing we've talked about tonight, I have show notes and links, and those links will be in the show notes. So, nothing else, guys. I hope you have a really great, what do we call that, a Geeksters fiscal week. And we'll see you next week. Have a good one, guys.